In honor of the upcoming holiday of Pesach, Passover, wanted to share a quick idea. At the end of Magid, so after telling over the story of the Exodus, we say in every generation, Chayev Adam Lirot et Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Yisraim. It's one's duty to regard himself as though he personally had gone out of from Egypt, as it is written, you shall tell your son on that day, it was because of this that Hashem did for me, quote unquote, when I went out of Egypt. It was not only our fathers whom the Holy One redeemed from slavery, we too were redeemed with them. As it is written, he brought us, quote unquote, out from there so that he might take us to the land which he had promised to our fathers. So when I would always read this, I would say, okay, we have to visualize ourselves, right? The Rambam says, Chayev Adam Laharot, like people would have customs of doing different things to reenact as if they were in the process of leaving, that they went through that experience. And so that idea of the part of the work of the Night of the Seder is to kind of relive the experience. But perhaps what this is saying is something else. It's true that we were not there physically, but we, after experienced something like October 7th, where it was a reminder of how deeply connected every Jew is to one another, that we are part of a collective soul. And so therefore, even though we physically were not the ones who left Egypt, but understanding the idea of what it means to be part of the Jewish nation of Am Yisrael. And so therefore, it's true that we were not there. But a person, where our obligation is, Adam is, that we need to see ourselves as part, so deeply connected to Am Yisrael, so that it's true that we were not there physically, but our collective soul was there and left Mitzrayim that night, left Egypt. And so therefore, as we re-experience year over year the Leil HaSeder, the Night of the Seder, and we go through the story and we connect to the greater Jewish nation, to the Am Yisrael. And so therefore, we see ourselves as having left Mitzrayim. And so therefore, one of the things that we do, we turn the page, and what we see is that therefore we are obligated to praise and to give tribute and glorify God and give him all the thanks and praise because of all the great things that he's done for us. And so perhaps also, there's obviously been very dark times in our history, but when we sit at the Night of the Seder, one of the things that we do is we reflect and we realize that we say, V'hisham d'alavosin v'lano, it's the promise that has stayed for us. What is that promise? The promise that Hashem made to Avraham. And what that promise is basically saying is, we are on a journey. We're on a journey to eventually come back to the land of Israel. And when we're there, to become, to continue, to create, and to be a partner with Hashem in creation. And so it's that promise that reminds us that we're here for a reason. It's not for naught that we've been through the different ups and downs of history. But again, when we come to the Night of the Seder, we celebrate this incredible, special relationship that we have with Hashem. We recognize who we are. It's an opportunity for us to connect to ourselves in the deepest way possible, and to realize that when we do connect to our deepest parts of ourselves, we realize how connected we are to the greater Jewish nation, to Am Yisrael. Wishing everybody a happy and a healthy Pesach.